to the flag of the United States of America,
to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call.
Andy Gota.
Here.
Ron Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill. John Bittman. Sal Frascino.
Here.
Heather Buten.
Here.
All right. We got a quorum.
All right.
And the record should reflect that the meeting was called to order at 7:09 p.m. It's Monday, August 8th, 2022. This is a meeting of the Parks and Recreation Commission of the City of Derby.
Okay. Number three, additions or deletions and acceptance of the agenda. Are there any additions, deletions?
Nope. I move we accept the agenda as presented.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second. Yep, I second that.
Okay, second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Number four was the acceptance of minutes from April 11th, 2022. Has everybody had the chance to look at all those? That goes back a little ways. So if everybody's had a chance to look at them, do we have a motion to accept them?
Don't move.
Do we have a second?
Yep, I'll second. Okay, sorry, it's hard Heather. To get off mute.
Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so move. Public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Third time. Anybody from the public would you like to speak? Okay. No takers on that. Correspondence, Dennis, anything?
No correspondence.
Okay. All right, so we're all the way down to the director's report.
Okay, that's me. all right, so Derby High School starts up August 11. And they'll be reporting to Ryan Field and Payton Fieldhouse that day for the fall, starting for the fall. Things are rather quiet right now. August tends to be a little bit quiet for Parks and Rec. The programs basically shut down for a little bit between their spring sessions and their fall sessions. That's kind of like where we are right now, but they'll be revving up soon. Pop Warner started. That was August 1. So their football teams are practicing and their cheerleaders are practicing as we speak. Okay, the community center, I'm going to report on the community center, which is struggling with a lot of issues, maintenance issues, okay. I understand that we may be in... We may be getting some money from the COVID grant that the city gets for improvements to the community center. Recreation is one of the places where that money could be spent. I understand, and I am presenting Walter Mayhew with some needs that we have, which include. Resurfacing the tennis, the basketball courts at the Picnic Grove. Bradley School is in dire need of a new fence. And of course, I just mentioned the community center, which has several needs. They have indicated that they think that we can redo our locker rooms and we can make some real headway. What I'm gonna tell you right now, we write the budgets in January for this fiscal year, and with the bills coming in currently, the current budget that I have for operation will never make it. We'll never make it through the year. Everything is more than it was, except our money. So It's going to be a real challenge. I'm holding out for this grant money because I don't think we have enough with the actual budget money. We're going to need special requests in order to complete some of these things that we need to do. So that's that.
Is that a grant that you have to fill out documentation about everything you're going to do, or how does that work? Did they say?
No, they did not. There's talk about passing it on to where Ricky Dunn works. What's the name? You know, passing it to them so that they could
be caught there.
Yeah, right. Have you heard that as well?
Or? No.
Okay. So I don't know.
I would assume that if they're going to get a grant, normally, you know, there's money allocated for certain things, but I would list in detail what the cost so that there'll be no questions later on what the need in apps and what they were used for. Because there are issues out there in the big world about this COVID money, you know, yeah. And we want to make sure we live by whatever the standards
is going to. Our wish list is probably going to have to include at least three prices for everything. And probably, I don't know if bids are required. Some of these items are very expensive. Okay. We got a price for fencing at Bradley, and believe me, the entire fence needs to be replaced. That's over $60,000. All right. Resurfacing the basketball court, probably 10 to 15. If we just do the cracks, it's less. If we completely resurface it, it's going to be $15,000. So this stuff is very expensive, but the money's supposed to be pretty good, okay? And recreation is certainly a candidate for the money, from what I understand, because some things are not, okay?
Dennis, when you have the ability through either your phone or a camera or something to make sure you get photos of everything that you're referring to?
Yeah, sure.
So that later when the grant is made out, however it's done, and we have not just written, but photographic record of what was. So okay. When the repairs are done, what is that kind of thing?
Okay.
I know that adds a little more work to you. I'm not trying to add more work, but when you start dealing with federal money, it's a good idea to document everything, if you can, photos and written.
Yeah. We haven't got to that point yet.
Okay.
Certainly, idea well taken. I see no problem with that. We're in our fifth week of our summer program up at Bradley School. The summer has been absolutely grueling, the worst one I've ever seen. We registered over 100 kids for the summer camp. Yeah, we have. And you know what? They've been pretty good about coming, despite these 100 degree days almost every day. We're losing Bradley School for the final week. We got to move the program over to the Picnic Grove so that the school could have some maintenance projects that they got to get in before school starts. That's a little bit of a pain, but you know, nothing we can't handle.
When is that, next week or a couple weeks?
We're in week 5, and week 6 we're going to the Picnic Grove.
Okay.
That's actually pretty good. 100 kids is excellent.
Well, it is. Listen, we didn't have it for 2 years. Obviously, you know, you guys know the reasons why.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but no. Listen, you know, we didn't have quite the money that we needed or that I wanted. We were down to 4 counselors, so our increased numbers kind of. But we have kids doing community service. Everything's going great. We're in the cafeteria. When the kids report, they go right to breakfast. So they're right into the cafeteria. And then, you know what, 2 hours later, they're back into the cafeteria. What we have to do in order to get through a day, like the days that we're having. And, you know, we spend a little more time in there to keep them out of the elements outside. And you know what, it's been working out. And they're coming. So I think we have this program back. and it looks like a keeper. So so that's going well.
What are the hours for that?
9 to 2, Monday through Friday.
Nice.
It's free. It's drop-in. You know, they sign in, they sign out. You don't have to come. You know, we don't, you know, there's no money required. We've had fire trucks come and squirt the kids. You know, we're getting a little creative with some of the things we're doing based on some of the things we're faced with, which is this this terrible heat.
Yeah.
It's going very well, very well. Okay. Knock on wood, because of course we've got a week and a half to go. So, very satisfied with how this thing turned out this summer.
And just being on the inside, because both my kids go, they love it.
Oh, terrific. Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Terrific.
So, love it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and you know what? It's rough, man. I tell you, it's rough up there. But the kids, you know, I mean, they get them playing. And it's a young group, by the way. I mean, you can be 13, but I don't think we have it. I doubt it. I see 6 to 10. But it's going very well, and let's hope that it ends well. So I'm going to talk about the internet, the paid in internet situation. The internet is expensive there. It's Comcast Business Internet. It's almost $600 a month. Our administration, basically the mayor and Walter Mayhew, do not want to pay for that internet. The internet is primarily, I'm not going to give an exact percentage because I do not know, of course, utilized by the Board of Education, okay? It's reached there oftenly. In my opinion, it's very much okay to meet there. You know, we have a calendar. If the place is available, they meet there, as well as other people. But the administrators did not want to continue to pay for business internet.
I can't get the payment field. That's the problem.
Therefore, it was not it was taken out of my budget. Okay, because I did request it.
Was it your budget before?
Yes. Yep.
I know that.
Well, showing internet phone in the paperwork that Karen sent forward to us.
Is that the old one?
Yeah. Well, it's from this year.
What's the number?
It showed. It's showing that 75% was used. The initial number.
Double. Yeah,
that that I sent out was end of year for the last budget year. I don't have a current run.
Yeah, and let me just say this. It's not complete.
It's not complete?
No. We're still paying bills, okay? And we had a transfer request.
When did the power go off?
The department heads.
Sal, is that you? I think you need to mute.
Haven't happened yet. They seem to miss, not mine, but some mine and others seem to miss the Board of Apportionment and Taxation meeting in July. So they're being presented in the upcoming meeting in August. All right, so we still have bills to pay.
That's from last year.
The last fiscal year. Yeah, so if you see, we do pretty well with the budget. We never spend everything we got.
Yeah.
That's just too hard.
The internet, that's also used for the alarm system?
Yes.
Or for the video, right?
Yes.
Is it alarm or video or both?
Probably both. I think it's for everything.
Okay, so the Board of Ed uses it for their meetings and stuff like that. We know that. But what is the percentages? Are they broke down into, like, do we use 60% for monitoring the things that we need to monitor, and they pay 40% and they're 40%. Do we know that?
No.
We asked that question before, remember?
Oh, the monitoring is 24/7 though, right? Monitoring is 24/7.
Yes.
Say that again.
Well, the internet, the internet's going to be used. If we're monitoring, it goes all the time.
Yeah.
So even though somebody else may be using it, it still may be our issue.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't know what the remedy is currently. You know, there's, you know, of course there has to be one, because in order to get through this fall, we need some kind of solution for sure.
They didn't allocate anything for this fiscal year?
$1,200, which is nothing.
How much?
$1,200 for the year.
Oh yeah, that's not even close.
No, it's $100 a month in there. Listen, I still owe Comcast money, but you know, I'll fix that. I mean, we will fix that to conclude, you know, what we have done to date.
Okay. So we should at least split it 50-50. I would propose that to them, or tell them it's going to be on our next agenda and we're going to pass it that we pay it.
On which agenda, Ron, did you just say?
We'll put it on our next agenda at the Parks and Rec.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
And we'll vote to pay it next month, or confront them right now and say 50-50, see what they say, and then tell them what we're going to do next month. And that's it.
Okay. I do think
we need to do a little research between now and then to see what we're responsible for, and then
just find for the out. Monitoring, we're responsible for the building. 24/7 monitoring.
Yeah, right.
Is an excuse right there.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to put it on next month's agenda,
if he doesn't resolve it by then. No.
Okay. All right.
I do believe that Dr. Conway is looking into participating. Okay, that's all I can say as to, you know, any of the advancement of that. I understand that is seriously being looked into as them participating in the cost. Okay. One of the things I understand, and I don't know, because, you know, I was not on that committee for the building. Not that would have made a big difference, but I understand that we should have received from the architect a complete budget of expectations of what we needed to budget for that place. We didn't get that.
Something makes me think that might have went someplace. Do you remember something about the Board of Ed talking about that one time, or am I mistaken on that?
Well, the committee basically was the Board of Ed and a few other people.
I don't remember seeing the actual document.
I'm talking to Dave Kopchansky, and you know, we're talking about this stuff, and he said, you know, you should have had a budget from the architect, you know, indicating, you know, what the needs were going to be.
Because Drew mentioned that too. Drew was getting that.
Yes, so
did Drew get that? I'm wondering
did he ever get it? I don't know.
Yes, yeah, so that may have happened too. Maybe it went to Drew.
Right.
But I don't know how it never. I'm the author of the budget, and you know, this first year, it was a crapshoot. Okay, we didn't have things to look at. You know, we didn't have criteria.
Well, and then we had that proposal. I don't know. You know. But that was outside of the scope of the people that produced it. You remember that, whatever you want to call that, remember when they said, well, this is what you really need to operate the building.
That was, Joe LaRusco put that together.
Yeah.
Right. He did that with the, you know, he did the
basic. I didn't know if he had made contact with the architect or if he had some document to back up what he was saying at that time.
He had stuff. He went on the computer and, you know, he put in all the pertinent information, and he came up with that number that, you know, that they felt should be the cost to maintain the building. If you remember, it was like $280,000.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of money. Yeah,
it was a lot of money. In any event, this internet is, you know, it's a big problem. You know, I think everything's connected to it, like even the press box and the scoreboard. I'm not sure, but I understand that may be. So we've got to get to the bottom of it. I've been communicating with Board of Ed's technical people, two of them. Again, there is talk almost daily about it. Progress, not really, but it's got to happen, and it's got to happen soon. Otherwise, you know, we're going to have some problems. And
yeah, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
Well, it's like $12,000 for the year.
And for the internet phone service?
Yeah, internet. Yeah.
So that's a lot of money.
That's what they think.
So we could shop around for it, maybe get a better price, but we should have it now and they can shop around after. Depends how long the contract you got to go for or whatever.
Okay. And well, let's see what can happen between now and the next meeting. If we don't have any results, like Ronnie said, we'll take it up at the next meeting and we'll try to accumulate as much information as we can so we can make an informed decision on what direction to go with this. Okay.
Right.
Hey, let me ask a question. If I were to put together a meeting this week, I know I've done this before, Ron, and I didn't call you. Andy, Ron, whoever, would you be interested in participating?
What day are you referring to?
I don't know. I got to call these.
Because I can't make tomorrow. And Wednesday, I have a dental at 1:00. So Thursday, in the morning on Wednesday, Thursday, anytime, Friday, anytime.
Okay. All right. Anybody else who...
mornings are better.
Let them know if this meeting gets put together.
And mornings are better.
Yeah, if you got mornings, I would like that too.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Even if it's late morning, 10, 11, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's good because that's how we got to get this thing rolling. Because it goes nowhere.
Unless that sounds good. Just let us know.
Okay. I talked about the budget. And not being done yet with bills. So the expenditures is not complete. We had a good year at the community center.
You're fading away, Dennis. I don't know if it's your mic or your volume. Okay. Mike, can anybody else hear him?
Yeah, I can hear him, but
he is fading,
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
That's better.
Okay. Well, I'll finish with saying that we set a record for, since I've been at the community center managing it, we did set a record for our financial intake this year. And again, I talk about our swim lessons all the time. We're rocking and rolling with them. And still, we've got problems with the pool, which is a real, really headache right now. It's 95 degrees out, and of course, the pool's got to give us problems, of course, and it is. So to the point where we may lose it for a few days, but we're working on hoping that does not happen. That's it. Unless there's questions of me, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't think I have any further questions.
Boys of summer are done?
Nope, they go through the month.
Oh,
yeah.
They go through August, Dennis? Is that what you said?
They're through August. And I'll tell you something. I'm not quite sure, but I know that there's days when they decide not to play. For obvious reasons.
Too hot.
Yeah.
So it's been fine, though, right?
Of course.
Good.
Absolutely. Oh, we do have an application coming in from a men's semi-pro soccer team for rental of Ryan Field. Okay. It hasn't arrived yet. I think I mentioned last month that we were looking into a football game. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Those people, frankly, disappeared. The final price for that game was going to be $1,800. I'm sorry, $1,580 was going to be the final price, and never heard from them again. So
okay,
they obviously, I believe, they need. I emailed them to say, hey, if it's too expensive, just tell me. I'm sure that's what it is.
Sure,
tell me. And they never did. So this soccer group will be heading for the Board of Aldermen. Okay, Ronnie, they're coming because obviously they're looking for a modification. So they know the whole story. These are the people that are affiliated with this thing that's going on in Ansonia. You guys, are you aware of the recreation center being proposed?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Where Olson Drive was?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
On Olson Drive. Okay. These are the same guys.
Okay. All right. So that's it? That's your report?
That's my report.
Okay. We have nobody from the athletic department here tonight. So is there any new or any other business that needs to come before the board commission?
If not, then I'll make a motion to adjourn at 7:35.
Okay.
And we have a motion. I will second that. I will motion to second that.
All in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
All right. All right. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Take care, sir. All right.
Bye bye. Thank you, everybody.
So, hey, you guys, I'm going to try to make that meeting happen.
Okay. Just let us know.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
The time is 7:35 p.m. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.